Lindsay Burnham, she is with the Alberta Diabetes Foundation. And of course, the month of November here, Diabetes Awareness Month. Tansy, and welcome to Windspeaker Radio Network and 89.3 The Raven, Lindsay.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So here we are, November. A lot of people are not even aware that is Diabetes Awareness Month. What do you guys have on the go, and what are you, is the message that you guys are trying to get out to everyday Albertans this month?
Diabetes Awareness Month is a month that organizations and groups can come together to increase the awareness about the disease. And for us here at the Alberta Diabetes Foundation, our mission is to fund innovative research, which leads to better treatment options and then an eventual cure. So it's a great opportunity to just introduce Albertans to who we are. You know, a lot of people don't know that our organization was actually instrumental in getting the Edmonton Protocol funded, which is a world-renowned treatment for diabetes. And I think sometimes Albertans forget the rich history we have here in the province when it comes to moving important diabetes research forward. And so that's a really great opportunity we have this month to promote our organization and just diabetes awareness. If you think about the facts just around the disease, there are more than 11.9 million Canadians living with diabetes or pre-diabetes. And when you look at Alberta specifically, there's about 26% of the population that have diabetes or pre-diabetes, which is just staggering when you think about it. And diabetes can actually reduce your lifespan between 5 and 15 years. So it's something we really need to pay attention to, and so many people are affected.
Yeah, and like, what can we do? You know, I'm at this age where, you know, I'm, you know, I feel like I'm at this pivotal age where, you know, I got to start taking better care of myself, things like that. Right. What are some of the things, the basic things that we can do to prevent getting diabetes?
So there's two different types of diabetes. The first is type 1 diabetes, and that occurs when the pancreas is unable to produce insulin. That is more of an autoimmune disorder. That one's challenging, and risk factors are not well understood, but it's interaction between genetic and environmental factors that are likely involved. But type 2 diabetes, which is where the pancreas does not produce enough insulin or your body isn't using it effectively, that's one that is really a combination, the cause is really a combination of individual, social, environmental, and genetic factors. And so we can do some things there. So for example, eating a healthy diet, getting adequate exercise, tobacco use is definitely, we know that that's not healthy, but that can even play a role. And so when you look at Alberta, for example, 40% of adult Albertans are physically inactive, 36% of adult Albertans are overweight. And so even just looking at those risk factors there, if we can do something to change those things, that will definitely help our overall health, but can certainly help to prevent type 2 diabetes.
Amazing. Now, can we talk a little bit about Indigenous people specifically and how diabetes affects us as Indigenous people?
Of course. And so there are certain populations that are at higher risk. So populations like Africans, Asians, Hispanics, and yes, Indigenous. The prevalence of diabetes among First Nations adults living off reserve is 1.72 times higher than the prevalence among non-Indigenous adults. And so there are social determinants of health that can influence the rate of the individual risk of diabetes. So, for example, those are things like income, employment, education, even childhood experiences. And I was really surprised to learn that even racism can play a role in that. And I think back to a role I had many years ago working with the Kidney Foundation. And there are ties between diabetes and kidney disease. I had the pleasure of attending a conference. It was an Indigenous conference. I got to tell you, it was the best food I've ever had in my life. I'll start there. But what I learned that has stuck with me for all these years is when you look at things like the traditional diets that Indigenous people would have eaten and the lifestyle they would have had and how it's so different nowadays, that plays such a role in health, like in overall health outcomes nowadays, when you even just look at the change between, you know, what Indigenous people may have eaten previously or how their life would have looked different than it does today, that is impacting people today and how their health outcomes are looking. And so that's just stuck with me for all these years because it's so true.
When it comes to testing, You know, say you have diabetes possibly in your family, you know, and you're a little bit worried about it. Can we just go to our general practitioner, to our family doctor, and have these tests run?
That's certainly the first place to start. Always working closely with your GP and expressing concerns, or you're noticing change in your health. That's the first place to start. They will run some sort of general test to do some screening. And from there, if they have identified that there is, you know, an issue or perhaps diabetes, from there, your care will likely be managed to either an endocrinologist or a specialist related to diabetes care, depending on sort of what type of diabetes and how far along you are in the progress of the disease. But certainly, your first step is always to have that open dialogue with your GP.
Once again, speaking with Lindsay Burnham with the Alberta Diabetes Foundation, you know, of course, you're talking about how you're leading the way. Alberta's leading the way in a lot of areas of diabetes research. How can people give back to this amazing initiative?
Sure, for sure. So you can visit our website. We're albertadiabetesfoundation.com, so it's easy to just Google. There's lots of ways to get involved. You can make a gift in memory or in honor of someone. You can make a gift toward the exciting research happening. You can come to one of our events just to learn more. I mean, knowledge is power. The more you know about it, the more equipped you are. So come out to an event to learn a little more about what we're doing and how research is progressing. There's often volunteer opportunities as well that individuals could participate in. So there's a few different ways you can get engaged with our foundation.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time and all the info that we need to, you know, try to raise some awareness this month for us as well as our listeners, Lindsay.
Oh, that's great. Thanks so much for having me.